PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
The police strike could really work for us. By the end of the week, we can have Ed 209s in place all over the city and expect immediate public support. I've got one downstairs guarding the building now.
For the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The Videodrome.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 246 of Cinema Crespediso. What's up, y'all? Oh, shit. Drake's here. Oh, he just left. Thanks, Drake. Appreciate it. It is me, your host, Chris Crespo, tuning in the Crespediso studio. I got your threat level update. Current threat level is fuchsia. Prepare to abandon your notional ideal. Think about that for a second. Just think
about it. All right. There you go. Good job. Good job, everyone.
Weather update, Crespo. So, weather update. It's fall. So, there you go. Drew Sikogren's here. Drew, with your traffic update. Drew.
Chris.
What's the Crespo traffic update?
Busy as shit out there.
Busy as shit out there.
There are cars all over the roads. There are cars roads all over the cars.
And roads on cars.
Insane.
It is wild, wild, crazy, wild stuff. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing, man. I'm here. It's been a wacky weekend.
It has been. You did a podcast.
I did a podcast.
That wasn't Crespediso. We'll talk about that, man.
And a good friend became a lawyer. So, fun times had that.
Shows you what a jokery it is to be a lawyer. Man, the more lawyers I know, the more I'm like,
these guys are lawyers?
Don't think worse are doctors.
You play them too.
See? You should have known a single one.
Yeah, well.
But you know plenty of them. Well, you know what I know a lot of? Podcasters. Entertainers.
You should probably know.
Content creators.
You should probably know less of them.
I know more. And we got our first time guest for us. Very happy to have her here. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Swervy Jones Show, Crystal Hughes is here. Crystal! Woo! How you doing?
I'm great.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciated it. Last time we were on the show, you were nowhere to be seen.
No, I was in Savannah.
You're always going somewhere. Why are you always going places?
I can't sit still.
She's got stuff to do.
There's stuff to do. Pictures to take.
Definitely.
Always, all the time. What's the Instagram? Go ahead and tell you people here.
Instagram is One Shot Left.
One Shot Left, people. Is that what's the guy who wrote that book? Lee Child, is that Lee Child's reference?
It is not. It is a Mad Caddies reference from a song back in like the 2000s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That first Jack Reacher movie was based on a book. Oh, I think it was just called One Shot. Gun reference. I like a picture reference is better. Is it a photograph reference? Is that what it is?
One no.
Shot? No, just, what is it?
It's just a song lyric.
It's just a song lyric?
But it turned into something good.
I think it's cool.
A lot of people think I'm an alcoholic because of it.
Because of that?
Let's see, a lot of people think Chris is an alcoholic because, you know, he drinks so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, there may be an alcoholic. I don't go to a single meeting. Who's got time for meetings?
Not me.
Listen.
No. Nope.
Sure as hell I'm going to have time for meetings.
Just drinking sparkling water.
I've gone to my fair share of AA meetings. Don't need to do that anymore.
You've gone to meetings, right?
Yeah, I used to have
court-ordered.
Court-ordered
meetings.
Court-required meetings, sir.
Have you ever gone to meetings court-ordered or otherwise, Crystal?
No. Can't say I have.
Exactly. So we got it together.
Quitting's for losers.
Yes. Quitting is for losers.
You guys are just amateurs. That's all. I'm fucking professional over here, all right?
Professional. Got busted. I mean, you're a white guy, too. So that's why it was meetings and not jail time, right?
Yeah. Both, actually.
Oh, there's actually jail time. Yeah, that's right.
what privilege only goes so far, Chris? Oh,
Gadget! I forgot. It just says... I forgot that this was the Gadget one. I thought it was going to be something else.
Sometimes I just want to wring your neck, but it wouldn't have the same effect on the podcast. No one would see your eyes bulging out cartoon style.
Neck ringing? You can't get around.
Like Simpson style, you know? And your eyes go, ah!
You can't get around this fat neck. I got a solid 18 inches of bullshit around here.
I could help. I
got pretty big
hands. No, Chris, what are you doing? Why?
I don't know, Chris. I got pretty big hands, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You tell me. I'm pretty sure I can go around your neck.
Wu-Tang. Yeah. Wu-Tang's for the children.
It is.
You're throwing me the W.
Nope. I was going for your neck.
No, you were throwing me the W. See, I would just get confused and I would do it back and then we'd be at a stalemate in the middle. That's just strange. All right, let's get this threat level out of here. The official threat level. All right, we're here with Crystal. Finally got the whole Swery Jones crew here on show. Thank goodness. Although, now what's up with this spinoff show? This background noise thing? How come you don't got a spinoff show? What's up with that?
I don't want a spinoff show.
You don't want a spinoff show?
No.
Right, good for you.
I'm fine being third mic.
Good for you. That podcast. Why? Whose idea was this? Any of this? Who thought of this nonsense?
You?
No, I mean podcasting in general. I came into this 2013.
Some silly asshole. Some silly asshole that was like, you know what? I want to be on terrestrial radio, but they won't let me. I'm going to go on internet radio, which is like the Wild West.
Everyone has internet.
Anybody can put out a podcast.
Technically, internet's got a bigger reach than terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, technically.
Technically, yeah, for sure. In most metrics, right?
Sure.
So whose idea was that? Whose bright idea was that? That jerk.
Al Gore. Blame Al Gore. He invented the internet, right?
Yeah. Was his first podcast called The Rhythm? This Rhythm? Al Gore Rhythm? Al Gore Rhythm. Al Gore Rhythm, guys.
That was Al Gore awful. Rhythm, you need to work on that joke.
I mean, it's not my opener, but...
it needs to be... It doesn't. You shouldn't even be in your act at this point in time.
I am working on my hour.
Chris, you're better than this.
That's the thing. I'm going to do open mics. I'm going to do my first open mic announcement on the show. I'm doing my first open mic, but I'm debuting an entire hour's worth of...
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Like, this is my first time doing it, guys, but I have an hour's worth of material that I've been working on for months.
It's still not very good.
I'm coming at it from an angle that people aren't expecting.
What sort of strange, obtuse angle are you coming from, Chris?
I knew in high school, a friend of mine, his brother was in a metal band.
Mm-hmm.
This was in Staten Island. They were in a metal band, and apparently they purposefully spent a full year writing music and practicing before they even attempted to book a gig or make their debut in any way, shape, or form, because they wanted to be launched like fully formed and like kicking ass, and, and as opposed to people seeing the growing pains and stuff.
And the point of the story was
that's the same approach. That's the same idea, right?
So when will we get to hear this?
After I have that hour toned, and I do it, I have to do fake open mics. I'm never going to do that. I'm going to come up with cardboard cutouts of people.
So what you're saying is never.
Why
I got to be speaking the truth?
Why I got to be doubting Drewster over here?
Just speaking the truth, bro.
Doubting my Al Gore rhythm. It's my dance. The Al Gore rhythm is when you, it's like you do a stiff white guy move.
I was going to say, Al Gore is an old white man. He has no rhythm.
The irony of it. It's built into the...
No.
Guys, we're going to start the show right about now with the streaming pick of the week.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Cinema Crespediso streaming.
If this is your first time listening to Cinema Crespi, so first off, I apologize. Second, the streaming pick of the week is where we let you know what is out there for you to listen to. There are so many options between the Hulus and the Amazons and the Netflixes and the etceteras and etceteras. Drew Sakogren loaded up the Crespediso Randomizer 9000.1 recently. It's already getting kind of low, Drew. We're going to have to start refilling. It's crazy.
It's too much work.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, Crystal, please go ahead and let everyone know what is this week's Netflix pick of the week.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, shit.
Netflix.
That is.
Still haven't seen it.
You haven't even seen it,
John? I haven't seen it.
Then this one is for you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Kubo and the Two Strings. Have you seen this one?
I have not.
It is. Are you a fan of animated movies, animation at all?
I am.
This one is a stop motion animation. So it's like they're going that extra mile there with the craftsmanship.
Putting in the extra work.
The extra work. 3D printing has actually opened the door to making a stop motion animation
so much easier.
Yes. You can now print out all the different faces, facial expressions that you need.
And then just swap them out.
Yeah, so you have a whole table of each character with all their faces, and you just pop it in. It's pretty wild what you can do now with 3D printing. This is the story of a kid who's he's orphaned as a baby, and it's a, how would you describe it? Like a fairy tale, mythical tale type of thing? Because he's
I don't know, Chris. I haven't seen the movie.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, he's got, he meets a ghost or a spirit guides him. And he meets a giant, like, cockroach man who's voiced by Matthew McConaughey, which is really weird. He's like, all right, I'm a samurai. And it's going on a journey. It's sort of like Wizard of Oz through the Alice through the Looking Glass type of stuff. It's a lot of influences going on in this story, but then with a lot of just traditional Japanese culture and Eastern culture, and it's super cool. It's really well made. It's a great story, and the animation's awesome. The action sequences, so to speak, are really well done. I definitely recommend people checking this one out. Is it? Did you look it up online? Is it just on Netflix? Can people see it in any other way?
You can rent it on Amazon, Google Play, Vudu, PlayStation, Microsoft, Apple, and Fandango now.
All right, so widely available. Have you seen? Was it Coraline? I think. Did you ever see that one? And then, because that's the same studio, Laika, something like that. It's Coraline. What was the other one, Drew? That you remember recently? Come on. The Box Trolls movie. Was it that one?
I mean, that looked like the same stuff.
I think that was them. Yeah, I never.
Is that a monkey wielding a sword on the picture?
Is it? Yes,
it is. Is a character?
Yes, it is. That's a snow monkey. There's a lot of things like that going on.
Nice.
It's a very cool kind of fantasy, fantastical, just a fun, very cool movie. And the one thing that the kid does is make money while he's like an orphan kid. He's working on the street. He can cut pieces of paper to look like characters, and then he plays his two-string instrument. That's what it's like, a kind of a magical infused instrument that he has, and he makes them, like, the pieces of paper dance around and act out whole scenes that he narrates while he sings, and they spin around and everything. It's very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually really, really impressive. Might even want to watch this today, now that I think about it. I take my own advice. Streaming pick of the week. Awesome job. Well done. That means it's time now for the box office. Talking about them numbers, how much money the movies are making. So we're starting with our top five, Drew.
Number five this week.
Number five.
Home Again.
Made
$3.31 million.
Reese Witherspoon.
Total 22.
I like Reese Witherspoon, but this movie wasn't very well reviewed, though. Actually, can you look up the Rotten Tomatoes? We skipped that last week. Do you know which one we're talking about here?
I've seen the preview, but I have not seen the movie yet.
Did it intrigue you at all, the preview?
It did.
Reese Witherspoon getting herself some nice young thing. And then here comes Martin Sheen walking in through the door like, oh shit, I want my lady back. And what's Reese Witherspoon going to do? Oh no. She's done a few of these movies where she has to like pick between, what was that one? This Means War. She has to pick between
Tom Hardy.
What a bad movie. Picks between Tom Hardy and who is it?
Chris Pine.
That's a hard decision, though.
Mad Max or Captain Kirk? Who do you kick out of the hot tub?
Mad Max, I think. Just because he's a little too animalistic for me. Captain Kirk is much more suave, you know?
I'd kick out Captain Kirk.
You kick out Captain Kirk? Oh, all right. Well, then it's separate hot tubs. Captain Kirk can stay in my hot tub and Mad Max can go in yours. Drew, meanwhile, he's like sitting in his hot tub all by himself like, I guess the winner of that one?
Or
the loser?
I win.
Yeah.
I win 100%.
You don't get Reese Witherspoon, that's for sure. That ain't happening. she's leaving.
That's fine.
She has left the picture.
I'm okay with that.
In this one, she's got to pick between the three young guys. Is she going to have a four-way with those three young gentlemen, or is it just the one guy?
I mean, it all depends on how much it has influenced this movie.
You mean it?
Mm-hmm.
With child orgy? Mm-hmm. But there's no child orgy in the movie, though.
I never said the movie.
Just child orgy in general? Mm-hmm. Just the idea of it being in the air? Mm-hmm.
It's floating in the ether now.
It's in the subconscious soup of America.
Yes.
That's not a good thing, is it?
And
child sex. It's an actual problem in this country.
Yes, it is.
And I don't just mean children having sex. I mean like trafficking rings and whatnot. And let's get off this topic. What was number four?
Number four this week.
Wait, we're going to look up the Rotten Tomatoes. What was on Rotten Tomatoes?
33%.
And what did it say, though? The consensus?
Home Again gathers a talented crowd of rom-com veterans on both sides of the camera, all of whom had unfortunately done far better work.
I guess, yeah. You can say that about most movies, though, for anyone, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, not most movies.
Most movies are going to say that people involved have done something better.
Have they?
For most movies, over 51%. That's 51%, right?
That's more.
Number four this week.
Ah, mathematics. I hate them.
American Assassin made $6.2 million till the 26.
American Assassin. The Maze Runner is recruited by Batman to be a CIA agent of some sort.
Killer.
And, they stop terrorism.
Yeah.
Because America.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt that this movie is partially funded by the CIA.
Well, I mean, we have to kill more brown people in the desert, so.
We just need people to continue being scared of the concept of scary brown people so that we can continue our drone strikes and our wars and all that. There is a documented history of the CIA working within Hollywood. Supposed liberal left-wing gay agenda, whatever, Hollywood, you know, that's so anti-American according to a middle of America. Meanwhile, the CIA uses it often, and television as well, to, like, stuff like Homeland and stuff, to put forth the idea that you can extract information via torture and waterboarding, and CIA is there in your best interest, etc., etc. They always be questionable of any piece of, quote, art, commercial or otherwise, that posits that the CIA is a good thing.
Number three this week.
That's your friendly tip of the week. That's your stay alive tip of the week there. Anarchist cookbook tip of the week. We're going to figure that one out and come back to you later on what that exact tip of the week is going to be.
How many tips are you trying to give these people, Chris?
I'm giving them all the tips.
Not just the tip, all the tips.
All the tips.
Number three this week.
I'm giving them the tip and then all the tips.
The Lego Ninjago movie.
Lego Ninjago.
Weekend gross $21.24 million.
I'm a fan of the Lego movie very much. Lego Batman movie, very cool. A lot of fun. I have no interest whatsoever in the Ninjago one. How about you, Drew?
It just seems like they're going back to the same well. The first two times were fine because one was an introduction to the world. Second was fucking Batman, possibly.
Batman was crazy.
Possibly the second greatest Batman of all time.
Such a great fun movie.
I really don't care about this at all.
I liked the first one.
The first Lego movie. Did you ever see the Batman one?
I saw a part of it and I did not finish it.
Are you a fan of Batman at all?
No.
Okay.
So that could be why I didn't finish it.
That could be it.
It's very Batman.
I was surprised, but not how deep they go into Batman lore for jokes and like they pull from every single
everything.
Movie.
All of them.
All the way back to the Adam West one and. Being a fan of all that stuff growing up, like, I spot all the references. There's so many references, too, that, like, they're throwing at you really fast that I don't even spot them. So I could imagine, if you're not into that stuff, just like,
yeah, that's why I lost interest.
Yeah, there you go. Whereas a Lego movie, they just came up with a cool story that they just happened to make with the Legos. But what's Lego Ninjago about? What's even Ninjago? What is that even? Asian dragons? Legos? Dragons and sword fighters? What's going on there with the Ninjago?
Ninjas, bro.
It's ninja, so ninjas. It's ninja Legos. So it's Japanese-flavored Legos.
Well, I mean, they're already yellow, so...
Wow. Yay. You can reach Drew Sakagawa at Drew won't read your emails at justkeepyouropinionsyourself.com.
Number two this week.
Goodness gracious.
It... had a weekend gross $30 million.
Man, that's a lot of money. What's that? Over 200 what?
266.
Boo, boy. That's a lot of money for an R-rated horror film. You see that It yet?
I haven't. I'm waiting until October so I can do like all the Halloween and horror themed and things like that.
Okay, fair enough. And it's making so much money. It's not going anywhere either.
Yeah.
So
not at all.
That's a good idea. You could see It. If you wait long enough, you could see It. Saw Legacy. No, now it's called Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
And you can also see what else is. What's that one? That the girl who Groundhog Day. But
God, it's something so poppy too.
Yeah, man, it looks like a really fun version of a. So it's like, and I swear to God, this has been a movie before as well. It's a girl, college age, goes through a whole day. At the end of the day, she dies. She's killed in her bed.
Yes.
she wakes up, Groundhog Day style, lives the same day, and then she has to solve her own murder. And so she keeps dying throughout the day, over and over and over, living over and over and over, and until she solves a murder. And I swear to God, this was a movie before, but like...
It was.
Like someone had like...
It was starring Tom Cruise.
It's also very Edge of Tomorrow, right?
It's called Live, Die, Repeat Now.
I swear there's a movie where like someone has 7 days and she's living her same...
Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day. You go. I remember it had a dumb title. Like, yes. Said,
Something Poppy.
Something Poppy. Happy Death Day. I want to see it. It looks fun.
I went to see Annabelle Creation, and every preview, I'm like, okay, I want to see this. So I wrote them all down.
It's got good reviews. And actually, since it made a lot of money, that guy who directed that has gone on to direct. What's he doing now? He got a job with...
Somebody doing something.
He's doing something big now. The guy who did Annabelle Creation. Because it only cost him like... 15-20 million or something like that. How much did it cost them? Maybe 30 million tops.
And
35 million, and then it made like 250 million already.
Oh no, Annabelle, sorry, 15.
Oh, Annabelle only 15.
No, forget about it. It was only 35.
It was only 35. A lot of effects in it too. It's a big movie, over 2 hours.
Oh, number one this week, Chris.
Pretty good for all those horror movies I gotta say this year. No, that was number two.
Yeah.
See it, it's good. See it.
Right. Number one this week.
Number one.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Oh, here we go.
Weekend gross, $39 million.
This is where I come in. I saw that Kingsman, The Golden Circle the other night. And let me tell you about this movie. I'm a fan of the first one.
I was going to ask that.
It's a fun movie.
I loved it.
It's so much fun.
It's fun. It's weird. It's inventive. Witty. It's yes, it's like, oh, this is like young James Bond, but like a fucked up version. And it's also got, it's saying something specifically too with classism, right? Because he is pulled from the ghetto of England, and he's going up against all these preppy boys who have had it all, and he's got to prove his own worth, and etc. It's got a lot going on in that first Kingsman movie. Okay, so, and I appreciate it very much, and also Samuel Jackson was great. Kingsman, Golden Circle. Haven't done all that. Liking it. Sitting down for this one. Gotta say, disappointed. I was let down, unfortunately. It's like, why? So, it's Julianne Moore is the bad guy in this one, and I liked her, and I liked her character, but she also felt needlessly... She did a few things. I'm like, why is this even happening? There's a lot of things that happen in the movie that you're just like, why is this happening? And then you find out later that, oh, there was no reason for it. It was just there. It's like a lot of things...
It's like a waste of time.
Yes. and the movie's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, so there's a lot of times where you're like, why? Why was this even happening in this movie?
It seems like it's the case of they saw how successful the last one was, and they just tried to cater to what the audiences liked.
Actually, no, not really, which is the one thing I was sort of admiring about it, but then may have been what doomed it. They... even see it in the trailer, literally and figuratively, blow up a lot of what made the first movie what it was.
Correct.
So in this movie, the first 10 minutes you see in the trailer, they blow up the Kingsman. They blow up all the Kingsmen.
They have to go to America to hang out with the Statesman.
So they go to America to help, and they're working with the... Correct. That's in the trailer. That's a setup of the movie. So that way, they're blowing up all the infrastructure that they have. So they have to introduce new characters and new things. Introducing... and then, so in the trailer, right, they show that Harry comes back, Colin Firth's character, even though they shot him in the face in the first one, and they explain it some crazy comic book way. It was like, hey, fine, I get it. You know, it's stupid, but I get it. It's Kingsman. I'm not expecting anything that's smart, just fun, right? But then the way his character is brought back, it's got like retrograde amnesia. So for most of the movie, he's not even Harry. He's like younger Harry before he's a Kingsman.
Okay.
So they're even taking away, oh, great, we brought back the character everyone wanted to bring back, but now he's different.
Not, but he's not him.
Yeah, and then it takes a while for him to like, get back to, you know, like, you know, it's eventually going to happen anyway. It's like, why even go that route when you're going to do something so stereotypical anyway? And then without getting the spoilers, then there's like, there's problems that characters have that then just like go away. And then it's like, oh, it's not a problem anymore.
Nice.
And
how was Taron Egerton in this one?
He's fine. And he has to, like, he's the lead of the movie. And it's not a chunk of it, it's him and Mark Strong as a two-hander. And then it hands off to him and back to Colin Firth. Mm. But he is like, you know, the lead. And he's good. He I can see why they chose him. To play this character and why they were centered around him. I'll also say, if for people watching the trailer, they're expecting a good amount of Jeff Bridges and Channing Tatum, be disappointed. Prepare to be disappointed by the lack of use of both those characters. It's crazy, man. Like, what? I thought there was going to be more Channing Tatum. I like the Tates in the proper setup and the right movie. This was the right role for him. So I don't know why it was such a small role. It was weird. But they setting up for more Kingsman movies, and if this makes a lot of money, which number one, how many? 39 million. They could make a third one. This could end up being like the Ocean's 12 of the bunch, where everyone liked the first one, the second one's like, eh, and then they come back, all right, with a third one. Same thing happened with Transformers, sort of, on a much worse level. Much worse level. We'll see. So it is disappointing. Go in, if you're going to see it with lowered expectations. It's got things that I liked about it. I'm not going to say go into specifics, but there are moments, there are scenes, there are bits here and there. There's this weird thing with Elton John that started out great and then ended terrible. And it's a weird movie, and not in the right ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the lowered expectations. Then I can be really excited.
There you go. Lower them expectations. I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it's at like 50%. So it's 55%. What's their consensus?
What about the first one?
I think that was in the 70s. It was like more well liked than not, for sure. Although there were still some people who didn't like it. What is the Rotten Tomatoes thing? Oh, I'm sorry. It's loading. I apologize.
Kingsman: The Golden Circle offers more of everything that made its predecessors so much fun, but lacks the original's wild creative spark.
Yeah, it seems like they substitute the creativity for shock value.
Any heads blowing up in this one?
Nothing as cool as that scene.
That was so much fun.
They even replayed like security footage of that scene, so you see it referenced again. And you're like, man, that's cool awesome. Looking and beautiful and weird and nothing as cool as that, unfortunately. Yeah, no, it was weird. Bruce Greenwood shows up as the President of the United States.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Are you working on your Bane impression? So that was number one.
Yes, it was.
Here we go. New movies on DVD, 47 Meters Down. Everyone loves a good shark movie. Too bad there's only that one called Jaws.
No, 47. I mean,
The Shallows was okay.
The Shallows, closest thing we're gonna get.
Closest thing we're gonna get. It's like The Shallows and Jaws 2 are on like the same level of shark movie. And now 47 Meters Down. This one didn't get that much traction though, so I don't think people liked it all that much.
Awesome.
Transformers: The Last Night. Speaking of Transformers, The Last Night Fight.
No, five. They fucked this one up, Chris.
They did fuck it up. Well, it's the fifth one, and they're terrible. Have you seen any of the Transformers movies?
I can't say I have.
Yeah,
congratulations. Good job.
I like the first one, though.
You win. Win this one.
You might win.
I think she wins.
I guess you win in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the first one. I'll go to bat for the first one because it's the only one Steven Spielberg actually like produced hands-on. The other ones, he let Michael Bay take the reins from start to finish, and you can tell the drop in quality from the first one to the rest is crazy. And even then, the first one ain't all that good.
Oh.
It's not all that good. If I was going to see a Michael Bay movie, I'd rather watch a Bad Boys, a Bad Boys 2 type of deal. Or The Rock. The Rock was on TV recently. I got sucked into watching that again.
Welcome to The Rock.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. So that's what's come out on DVD. What's come out in theaters, though?
Flatliners. The remake of an awful movie.
I can't believe
it. And it looks like an awful remake of an awful movie.
And I've only... Yeah, weird that we... Well, that's the thing. I actually think remaking bad movies is the way to go. It's better than remaking a classic because
It has the potential to be good,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you can actually improve on something.
Right? They haven't, though.
The trailer's not very... No. Not a promising-looking trailer. But I've only seen the trailer once, too. So that's the thing. I think that's a telling sign. Very little marketing campaign for this movie. So they're trying to, like, cut their losses. They're just plopping on September, right before all the big movies in October. And, what else is coming? Something else is coming out too this weekend.
Oh, yeah, talking about the CIA, American Made with Tom Cruise.
American Made. Now, this one, I don't think the CIA worked with him because this one's talking about how the CIA helped establish cartels in South America and get the world drug trade going. And,
but they did, Chris.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
All of that is the truth.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's the truth.
It's the truth, so it's not like... although maybe, who knows, maybe watch a movie and there's a secret, a weird subversive thing, right wing.
I mean, who knows, I'm just looking forward to seeing Domhnall Gleeson again.
Domhnall Gleeson's great, and he plays a CIA guy. They're being sued, the makers of this movie are being sued. While not named in the suit as a defendant, he is named in the suit itself. Tom Cruise and Doug Liman are both kind of on the hook for this, for there was a plane crash during the filming. And the suit, it's from the families of the people who died on the plane. They said that It was because on the day of production, especially that day where the accident happened, they were making up like shots, and they wanted to do things that weren't pre-planned, and they were pushing them really hard and making them fly for hours and hours and hours, and they caused unsafe work conditions, which led to this this plane crash and people dying. And
sure,
it'll be settled out of court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? They always are.
For an unspecified amount of money.
Just, and then we don't get the closure.
Just pay them. But we get, yeah, we're like, how much? How much?
I always want to know how much.
Millions of dollars for them to be like, no. And then they can't say if they want to keep that money, right?
Correct.
God, well, Tom Cruise isn't himself on the hook. But between that and breaking his ankle on the latest Mission Impossible, his insurance rates are going up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Not like he can't afford. He's got that Scientology money.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else come out in theaters?
No, sir.
Well, then that means it's time for... Oh, man. I hit the button twice. Here we go.
You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right. The doctor is in with your prescription for life. Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris.
Yes.
This week I'm going to recommend that everyone keep their friends close, but keep their enemies closer.
Oh, let me. I got to write that down. Let's spend that.
You're supposed to look at me so you can see that I'm staring at you ominously.
Oh, what? I'm your enemy? What did I do? I'm your enemy?
That's what I was going for.
Oh. Exactly. No, Drew. I thought we're buddies. We're buds. Drew.
Doc's out.
Ow. All right, guys.
It's apparently there's a new story in. Chris, what's hot off the presses?
Hot off the presses. Guys, it's time for a break. Break time. Oh, yeah, poor. Look at that. Etchy overslept.
Oh.
Oh, Steve. We are going to take a break. Crossroad Disco time. I got a song here. You know what? I went online, looked for some Kingsman soundtrack stuff. Because they actually have... One of the parts I liked was the music. I enjoyed that. Came up with a good theme. They used the music well throughout the film. It's a very traditional, like, kind of bombastic use of stuff. But I really couldn't find... It's not released yet, I guess. I don't know. I did end up pulling the trailer music. Because, screw it, who cares? It's not like anyone's paying attention. So here's the music using a trailer called Battle Royale. Battle Royale?
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. And we're going to listen to this. We'll be back with the second half. We got movie news, Billy D's Death of the Movies. We have people hit us up in the Vox Populi Cinema, crispy@gmail.com. The Lightning Round, True Sacogman versus the World. We got so much going on, it's crazy. So I need to refill my drink. Drew's going to... Smoke a cigarette?
More than likely.
Like a gross animal?
Mm-hmm. Gotta give you some cancer.
All right. Drew's gonna get some gross cancer, and then we'll be back.
Beautiful cancer. Not gross. Beautiful.
Gross cancer.
Beautiful.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
That's not the applause button.
No, it's not.
There it is. We are back. We are back. Cinema Crespo, so going strong. Second half of the show. Here we are, episode 246. Keep on trucking, chilling with Drew and Crystal, guys.
What up, dude?
What up?
All right, we are here. That's an email. I can ignore that. All right, here we go. Plugs. Get the plugs out of the way. Drew, where can people find you online?
At Antihero419 all over the internet.
That's right. Hit them up. And also, you just did, 96? Episode sure. 96, I think?
That tracks.
What's the fuss? PFT Radio's own What's the Fuss? What was that? What was that like, Drew?
It was there for an hour. We talked a bunch of shit.
Talk a bunch of shit about what?
Shit.
About shit?
Shit about shit.
Talk shit about shit.
Stuff. You want to know what I talked about?
Spoiler alert. What did Drew talk about?
On the episode and listen.
Oh, take that, everyone! Specto Patronum! That's not really track.
You there, really right? Need to work on that soundboard. I mean, I've been mentioning it for probably 6 weeks straight, and you haven't done anything.
Fair enough.
Just throwing it out there.
Appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, everyone, check out episode 96 of What's the Fuss. Drew Cogburn was on that. Fantastic, good stuff, Drew. And like I said, email him, Drew Cogburn hates racism at drewlovesyouropinions.com, and he'll read your emails before he goes to bed at night, mm-hmm. and he'll pray on them.
I will.
He will pray on your concerns.
I will. So hard, I'm going to pray on them.
He's going to pray so hard, you won't believe it. He's going to pray so hard, you're not going to walk right for a week.
Exactly.
What?
I said exactly, Chris.
Crystal, plug some stuff. Where can people follow you online? Other than One Shot Left on Instagram, which I said people should follow because the pictures are fantastic.
You can check us out at SwervyJones.com.
What? Swervy Jones!
Yeah. And my Twitter is CrystalSJS.
CrystalSJS? Just like Trey SJS, CrystalSJS. How come Swervy doesn't have a Swervy SJS?
That would be way too complicated.
Is that Swervy Jones? Swervy Jones, Swervy Jones Show. He is Swervy. Swervy! I am a member. If you want to know Swervy and Trey's real names, be a member. Then you can pay for $2.95 a month. You can download the first episode of their member show.
We have like, I think 35 episodes now.
Already?
On the members.
Man. I'm paying that $3 a month and I am so far behind on the member show. I gotta listen to the member shows. But I do listen to Swervy Jones, so it's a fun show. I'm a big fan, and it comes out every Monday. Recording on Fridays, come out every Monday. Drew and I have been guests on there. It's good times. Well, we're there, like I said, where are you at? You were in Arizona, Wyoming? Where
Savannah,
were you
last
Savannah.
Time.
Savannah! Why are you going to Savannah for?
Hey, it was a nice weekend.
You got gardens here and stuff, right? And poverty. You don't have to go that far.
And most importantly, it's not Georgia.
Yeah, we're not Georgia. You're going out of your way. You're going to Georgia. Good thing you at least stopped it. If you don't stop, you end up in Alabama, then you're really in trouble. Oh boy. Swervy Jones, people, check it out. Follow Crystal on Crystal SJS on Twitter and One Shot Left on Instagram.
Yes.
Right there, there you go. And then the show is at Crespo Diso on Twitter, Cinema Crespo Diso, Instagram, and Facebook. Trivia, guys, come out to my trivia show at this is for the locals, obviously. Sorry, Japanese listeners and Drew's insensitive comment. We do have a sizable Japanese contingent of listeners, as well as German listeners and a few Dutch as well. Nice to see you guys downloading. You can't come to my trivia show. Apologies. Listen to the Simon Time trivia show for an idea of what that's like. But local yokels, you can come out to the Cork and Fork every Tuesday, 7 p.m., east side of town, East Orlando, in the Belle Isle part of town. And the Cork and Fork survived Hurricane Irma, but they lost a good amount of revenue in that week that they were closed. And they can really use your support as a restaurant, as a local business owner. It's not a chain or anything. It's a guy who owns it, and he's there every day from open to close, wow. 7 days a week. And, they're working really hard. They're trying to come out for a trivia. Support me. Support them. Support local businesses. That's the way it's at. Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. If you want free stickers, we still have some stickers left. Email us and we'll send you stickers, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Also, email us your reviews, movie reviews, your topic suggestions, comments, questions, concerns, movie review haikus, Crespo Dome battles, any of those, you can email them to us, and then we will read them in the segment that we call the Vox Populi.
That moment you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
Vox Populi.
That's right, you tell us what you see, and then we read it. Well, Drew reads it. Drew, take it away.
We got an email from Justin.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, I love movies and your podcast.
Thanks, Justin.
I recently watched American Assassin. So basically, I enjoyed most of it, especially the Michael Keaton character, but it felt like they gave a lot of the movie away in the trailer. It got a 6.5 on IMDb, and I think that is accurate. But still, my favorite this year would have to be Baby Driver.
Yes.
And Alien Covenant. Right, thanks, yeah. Justin.
Very cool. So, he reviews with a sort of middling score that's already out there. What is this, 6.5 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And also, I forgot to mention that. I've seen that trailer a few times, and it seems to give away a lot. It tells you, like, this is what the movie is about, plot-wise, if it's a 95-minute movie, here are the first 90 minutes.
At least.
Yeah. Will Michael Keaton live or die at the end? Spoiler alert, probably dies.
More than likely,
right? By the American Assassin?
You
think the American Assassin kills Batman?
But Batman was crooked the whole time.
Batman was Birdman the whole time.
Mm-hmm. He was. You're right.
Spoiler, that Batman tracks. Was Birdman the whole time. That math works out. Thanks, Justin. We appreciate it, man.
We got a message on Facebook.
I assume Justin's a man. Justin, right?
Sure.
Could be Justine without the E. Silent E.
We got a message on Facebook from Nathan.
What's up, Nathan? Hit us up, but you can message us on Facebook, Cinema Crespediso, and if we remember to see it and read it, we'll read it just like we're doing right now. Holy shit, it's happening.
He's got a review of Kingsman the Golden Circle.
Guys, it's happening. All right, here we go.
Hell fucking yeah. I love the shit out of this movie. Is it as good as the first? No. The first had so much heart and a wonderful story.
Uh-huh.
This one still has heart, though. I feel that is what Matthew Vaughn excels at, is great visuals with a wonderful story of heart and characters. This movie is batshit insane. It definitely goes way more over the top than its predecessor. The supporting characters from The Statesman were a great addition, although Jeff Bridges and Channing Tatum were hardly in it. About Jeff Bridges...
That's what I said!
I think he hit his head or something during True Grit. He sure seems to be stuck doing characters with southern accents since one of the best parts of the film, I felt, was an extended cameo throughout from a musician who was credited on all the posters, so I don't think it's a spoiler, but I'll keep it hush-hush in case someone doesn't know.
Well, I already said Elton John. All right, he's talking about Elton John.
But trust me, he was a riot. Do yourself a favor and see Kingsman, bruh. Mr. Nadathon.
All right, Nadathon, coming at us with the positive reviews. What we said, Rotten Tomato 50%, right? That means 50% of people like it, 50% don't. I didn't like it. He did. All right, the math works.
We got an email from Cromella.
That is democracy in... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With season 2 of Preacher winding down and season 2 of Channel Zero premiering this week, has television caught up with movies in terms of originality and creativity?
Oh, loaded question there. That's a loaded question. Well, first off, what are you watching on TV these days? Crystal, watching anything?
The only thing... Well, I don't have cable, so I do all you cut that Netflix, cable. Hulu. I did. All
right.
Almost 10 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, ahead of the curve. Now it's a trendy thing.
It is.
Yeah. You were way ahead of that one.
So the only thing I'm currently watching is Rick and Morty.
Okay.
That's it.
Right, just watching... Only watching Rick and Morty. Fair enough. Even with all the... So you're not watching any Hulu series or anything?
Casual is the only Hulu series.
Okay.
And then on Netflix, I just caught up on The Ranch.
The Ranch, which is their like kind of sitcom-y show. Three camera setup. Sam Elliott, Ashton Kutcher, right? You like
The Ranch. Yeah, okay. I like the humor in it.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people don't like Sam Elliott trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I find it hilarious.
It does seem like that for that type of show, it would be a Sam... If Sam Elliott was going to do a sitcom, be that type of show.
Yeah.
It's like a Home Improvement type thing or, you know, just a traditional sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Which they really don't make that much anymore. So is TV... that's a crazy... There's a question where, is TV as good as movies? Where they've always been different things for so long, right? And I think it's a dual thing going on, right? Where movies used to be made on film, and they had a certain look. Now they're all digital video. The same video being used to make television. So now movies and TV look the same. There's not the difference between television and film.
Well, and I mean, in these days, a lot of the...
bigger cable companies, you know, your HBOs, your Showtime, stuff like that, they're putting movie-sized budgets into their TVs.
Episodes of Game of Thrones average like $7-8 million, $9 million each.
So
the first season of House of Cards, every episode was a $10 million episode.
Exactly. So, you know, when you're putting that kind of budget behind it, it almost blurs the line between the two.
When you're spending more money like that on TV. Yeah, so.
Because traditionally, the reason why TV looked so crappy was because it was
cheaper.
Cheaper, smaller budget.
Mm-hmm. And, the TV budgets are getting bigger. Effects are getting cheaper and easier, and movies are employing a lot of the same techniques that they use in television, so the lines being blurred between the difference between the two. So I don't know, is one better than the other? Has it caught up? I still feel like they're different things, but because you're talking about serialized storytelling versus here's a oh shit. Juicy guy, grin, rest the world. Juicy guy, grin, rest the world. What? Here we go with Jurassic Park versus the world. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, fine. Yeah, totally. Sure, fine. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Put this away. Here we go. Jurassic Park more time. Drew, this year you are 17-11. We did not have anyone last week because it was our first episode back after Hurricane. Or, well, actually, you were supposed to be here last week, Crystal.
I was.
And the person we scheduled the week before is going to be in next Sunday. We had the Irma. Fuck off.
It fucked everything up.
It was ridiculous, man. How long were you without power? If you're
a whole week.
The whole week? Let's do the whole week. We got it back at like 6:30.
It was like 11 Sunday night.
I would have gone crazy. I would have gone insane. There's still people without it on like a Monday or Tuesday. Like,
I can't believe that.
No, right. God. It's because Duke Energy is so big. Is it Duke Energy?
Yeah.
They're so big. They don't care. Because it's all about the bottom line and shareholders. They literally service 4 or 5 different states.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Drew's a guy who wins the world. Drew is 17-11. And you won the last time you played. That was when Rocky managed to slip in here and provide us with some content. We appreciate that from What's the Fuss. So you're going to go first, Drew, in this week's game called The Neon Demons. I'm going to tell you the name of a monster, a demon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me the movie. Or it could be a movie series.
Okay, sure.
For example, if the example was if I said Pennywise the Clown, the answer would be?
It.
All right, so you guys understand how it goes. Drew, I have two groups of 1 through 5, A and B. You get to go first. Choose wisely. Do you want A or B?
A.
All right, here we go. Group A, name the movie featuring xenomorphs.
Aliens.
Correct. Number 2. The Deadites.
Evil Dead.
Correct. Number 3. Cenobites.
What?
Cenobites. Cenobites. One word. Cenobites.
No idea.
No idea. That would be from the Hellraiser movies. All those weirdos. Number 4. Pyramid Head. Pyramid Head. It's supposed to get harder. It starts easy, gets hard.
Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head. Here, draw a picture of the guy. He's got a pyramid for a head.
Resident Evil.
Ooh, close. Silent Hill. Yeah, Silent Hill. Man. And finally, number 5, the Lamia. The Lamia. L-A-M-I-A. He's thinking. He's making a face like he thinks he knows it.
Drag Me to Hell.
Drag Me to Hell's correct. Well done. Nice. 3 out of 5. Drew, Crystal, you see how it goes.
I hope you made these elementary level.
It starts easy.
it starts easy, and then it just goes straight to shit. Pyramid Head. What the fuck is a pyramid head?
Pyramid Head. It's a guy with a big pyramid head from Silent Hill. He's got a huge sword. He walks around a big pyramid. Crystal, here we go.
All right.
Number 1, Mogwai.
I have no idea.
No idea?
No idea.
Oh,
great. Gremlins. This is only going to get better.
Gremlins. Yeah, it's from the Gremlins. Number 2, Zool. Z-U-U-L. Zool.
I think I know.
No idea.
No idea?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I should have gotten that one.
I thought so, too. Zool. Number 3, Sauron.
No idea. Ooh. We're going to knock this out of the park with a bunch of no
that
ideas.
That was Lord of the Rings.
That was Lord of the Rings, yes. Number four, yeah, this is now going to get really hard. Number four, Pazuzu. Just fun to say. I drive my Subaru Pazuzu to get here.
I'm going to go with No Idea.
No Idea. The movie No Idea is incorrect. Drew, any idea?
I know.
That's The Exorcist. That's the name of the demon from The Exorcist. Oh. Pazuzu. And finally, number five, Toby. Good old Toby.
You know, I was hoping I'd get the hardest one. No idea across the
Drew,
board.
Paranormal Activity. They call that stupid thing Toby. He likes to open and close cabinets and move furniture. He's a weird demon there. So, Drew Sagagarin, right. You were 18-11 on that
game.
That
was a shit game, Chris.
The Neon Demons?
Yes.
Well, that was fun.
Shit.
Well, but everyone listening at home, enjoy. Play along. Let us know if you played at home, and let us know. Send us your tweet score at CrespoDiso, and we'll send you a prize of nothing. Adulations. You got adulations.
Got no adulations.
Drew has no adulations.
No adulations.
You're out of adulations.
Ran out a while ago.
Where'd your adulations go, Drew?
Behold my field of adulations, Chris.
But there's nothing there. Oh, here we go.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Billy D time.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What? Ow! You metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, the totally metal Billy D, our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado, hits us up every week. With his Billy D's Death of the Movies. Also, he hits us up with the Billy D's Postmortem on PFTV, which you can see on YouTube, or just go to pftmedia.com. Click on PFTV link at the top. You can see all his videos. It's up to episode number 7, I believe. Drew Sagagarin, take it away.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Billy?
It is with a heavy heart that I have to admit that the Postmortem will be delayed by a couple of days this week. I was trying to push it through and couldn't make the scheduling work, and rather than turn around an inferior episode, I've decided to postpone.
You know what? It's fine. He's as the sole producer of Billy Dee's Postmortem.
Let's say he's the one who's in charge of his own schedule.
It is up to him. He's in charge of the show. If he needs to delay an episode, he can make that decision and do it. We are PFT Media executive producer of Billy Dee's Postmortem, but that's executive producer in terms of, like, we're there from in spirit. like we give him support, like, yeah, baby, do it, daddy, yo, you're doing awesome, man, and then we promote it, but he's doing the work, so if he's got to delay it, he's got to delay it. It's fine, Bill, we appreciate it.
I caught a fun movie this week while in Maine.
Okay.
Called The Limehouse Golem.
The Limehouse?
Golem.
That's not a real movie.
It's a Hammer Studios movie.
Oh, Hammer Studios.
So okay. It's a stereotypical Hammer film. It's a period piece about a serial killer in London, told through a series of competing narratives. Lots of collars and fog and some pretty extreme gore. It's a Hammer movie, and a pretty solid one at that. It ran a little long. I also got my face melted off by Between the Buried and Me on the Colors 10th anniversary tour last night.
What?
Colors is a masterpiece. It was amazing to see it in a small club with a room full of people going apeshit.
Hey, we did that.
We did. I only wish Between the Buried and Me would tour with bands that aren't wankery, boring nonsense. It's a rock show, not a math quiz. Can't win them all. Stay cool, Billy D.
I like when bands are just like... Alright, first off, Hammer Films. He's talking about the... Hammer Films is a production company from England, I believe London specifically, and they do low-budget horror. The Christopher Lee vampire movies of the 70s are Hammer Films.
Okay.
And Hammer got revived within the last, like, decade or so, and they're back to their old ways of making these kind of low-budget, schlocky horror films.
Good for them.
So when he says Hammer Films, that's what he's talking about. Second, Between the Buried and Me, Colors Live. We saw that, Drew.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
We saw that at the old social.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
10 years ago. We did the original Colors tour when they were a bunch of spry lads. As 10 years ago?
It was 10 years ago.
It was not 10 years ago.
He just said he was on the 10th anniversary tour. That was a decade ago.
They're coming in a couple weeks.
They are. For this tour, for the Colors tour? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 10th anniversary.
Where are they playing? Are they playing at the social?
Plaza.
Yeah.
The Plaza Live.
What's the sound like there?
I like the sound there.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it
just
could be.
Right.
It's not the social.
It could be worse.
It could be the Beecham.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Oh, fuck the Beecham. I've been there. I saw Between the Bear and Me there with animals as leaders, and I might as well have just been like just farting to microphones. It was all the low end. It was terrible. Why do bands play there? The Social was such a great venue. So small, and the sound was great. And we saw them there. Johnny was with us. Johnny the Hater. Mm-hmm. Who, he hasn't been on the show in forever. He doesn't want to do the show because he hates the show. But he loves Between the Bear and Me, and it was God. Billy, we were there. Where were you? Was he already in New York by that time? 10 years ago?
10 years ago.
Is it your birthday too? See, time?
Yesterday?
Don't you see the time? How fucked up it is?
Yeah.
It keeps going. I almost dropped my pen.
It never stops.
It doesn't stop. Follow
I feel
Billy.
Old.
Don't you? You should. Because we are old, and we're young, but we're old. But in the grand scheme, it's nothing.
It means squat.
But like, the week without power was so long. It's such a weird existence that we live. So weird. Time is strange. Billy D, hit him up all over the interwebs at I Love Blood. But don't let that put you off. He's a nice guy. All right. That was it for Billy D's Death Movies. Okay, well, here we go. That means it's time for movie news.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beebs?
That's right, we're talking about the most important stuff happening in the world, such as Ben Affleck making his big public debut for the first time with his new girlfriend. Oh shit, what's Jennifer Garner think about that? Maybe we talk about that later. But first off, we need a Justin Bieber update. Crystal, what's up with the Biebs?
No idea. Last I heard, he couldn't figure out the words to the song. But that was weeks and weeks ago.
It's a Despacito. He was like something burrito. You know, sad. Last I heard, he buried his, he had finally buried the hatchet with Marilyn Manson. Unnecessarily picked a few of Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson was like, fuck you, bro. And Justin Bieber was like, my bad. That's the last I heard.
I heard a Manson interview the other day that was like, oh, I only make songs that can be played in strip clubs.
Now, yeah. He's the Motley Crue of 2017. Yeah, pretty much. Marilyn Manson. Look up pictures of Marilyn Manson on his makeup. He is transforming into Nick Cage. It is weird.
Is he really that ugly?
I feel sorry for Nick Cage when you say that. But yes, yeah, he's unfortunately getting there. He's unfortunately getting to that point. Guys, movie news. I got a couple of stories here. First off, we reported on this briefly, but it's happening. The Fast and the Furious live tour is happening. You fan of those movies?
I am.
All right, then you're going to want to see this live show, Crystal, because we got, let's see here, what's going on? I have all the details. It's a live Fast and Furious stunt show going on tour. It performs some of the most memorable scenes from the entire Fast and Furious franchise. Professionally trained stunt drivers get behind the wheels of some of the most recognizable cars from the series. Drew, do you recognize any of the cars from the series? I guess the Charger, the Dodge Charger?
No, yeah. Right? I'm not a car guy.
I'm not a car guy either. I like a good stunt, but the show will utilize state-of-the-art immersive 3D projection mapping to aid its stunt work, helping to pull off some of the more physics-defying action sequences from the movies. The shows will feature all new characters created just for Fast and Furious Live. The story. There's a story. That's cute. The story follows street racer Sofia Diaz and DSS agent Dawson. Dawson just gets one name, unless his first name is Agent. Agent Dawson, who joined forces to hunt down Kane, one of the last remaining members of Cypher's crew. Cypher was right. Charlize Theron's character. Vince Diesel's Dom Toretto will also be involved to some degree. This manhunt will coincidentally take them to several iconic locations from the movie, such as Los Angeles, Tokyo, and even Russia for some old-fashioned ice driving. Viewers can expect to see vehicles from an entirety of the series, such as a flip car from Fast and Furious 6, Dom's signature Dodge Charger, and yes, they even have a tank. These, plus many more cars, will be performing some favorite stunts from the series. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 29. The world premiere begins January 19, 2018 at London's O2 Arena before kicking off a global tour that begins in Europe. The tour will hit 23 cities and 14 countries. So there you go. Guys, we're going, right? We're going?
I don't think it's coming to the U.S.
What? No, it's got to come to the U.S.
I don't think it is.
It's got 14 countries. One of those 14 has to be the United States. Just one of them? No?
No.
Well, then I guess we're going to
Europe. I was curious what arena would be big enough to do something like this.
Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones football stadium.
Yeah.
College football stadiums, right? That's the thing. It's got, you know, where are the cars going to go? Are they going to jump from building to building? Are they going to, like, helicopter drop them in?
Like, see, I imagine, like, tractor trailer, and they're going to wiggle under the tractor trailer like they did.
Yes, driving under, yes, right? That's a lot. And then they get out of it and then fight on top of the cars while they're moving and then get back in the cars and keep driving.
Jump from train car to train car.
A submarine bit. Are they going to do a submarine bit? Come on. How are they going to pull this off? I don't know. I want to see it.
I do.
I want to see it, though. And I'd pay good money. I don't want to pay money for concerts anymore. I'm an old man that way. I refuse to pay more than $25 for a concert ticket. And that includes Ticketmaster fees and everything. So that prices me out of most shows.
Everything.
Yeah. For this, I will spend the money. Drew, you want to go?
No.
I'll go.
Thank you. Thank you for playing along. Justice League. They're making this Justice League movie. It's happening. Whether we want it or not, most people don't, but it's happening. Direct sequel to Batman vs. Superman. They did a screening recently. Word is, Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor, not in the movie. Completely cut out.
Okay.
As part of the reshaping after Zack Snyder had to leave, Joss Whedon came on. Another character apparently cut completely out of the movie, Iris West. They had film scenes with Flash's girlfriend, Iris West. She has been cut out of the film. Two characters gone. What's going on with this Justice League, man?
I don't know, but with the cut of those two characters, maybe the movie will be a little bit less bloated.
Less, hopefully, right? I mean, come on, there's already so many characters. But Lex Luthor is, like, the direct reason for the... Isn't he? Does it matter anymore? You don't want to see...
I want to see DC fail so bad.
You just want to see it fail? Are you a fan of these movies at all, Crystal?
I am a Marvel fan more than I am a DC fan.
I think most people are now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the movies just aren't that good.
They're not.
The DC movies aren't good.
When it comes to comic books, DC by far
has
the better track record for storytelling, this, that, the other, by far. Marvel's fine, but Marvel was so kiddie for so long.
Yeah.
You know, DC went the more adult route.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to the movies.
Yeah.
Marvel's making better movies.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Can't wait for that. Every time I see that Black Panther trailer, I'm like, yes, Black Panther.
I just want Thor.
Yes,
Ragnarok.
Queen is going to be awesome.
I just want Thor.
Thor Ragnarok looks fantastic. That's only 2 months away, man.
Can't wait.
That's so soon. That's going to be fun.
I can't believe I'm so excited for a Thor movie.
You're excited for a Taika Waititi movie is what's going on.
Yeah, I am.
His name is Taika Waititi. Justice League's going to be terrible. I can't wait. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be another shit show.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope it's more of a fun shit show as opposed to Batman vs. Superman, which is a very dour one. What is this? Why is this so sad and dark?
Martha,
why are you? Why'd you say Martha? So stupid. I wanted to like it too. I want to like it. I want to like it. It's so stupid. Well, that Wonder Woman. You see that Wonder Woman?
I did not see that one.
They got it right with Wonder Woman. It's good because it's not connected to nothing else. Outside, you see a picture that you see in the Batman or Superman movie. Other than that, it's its own thing. And it's good. I like it. I think it's actually worth all the hoopla and the hype and the money. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman 2.
I'll have to check that out. I think part of the reason I don't watch some of the DC movies is they're so tied into each other that if you haven't seen one, you really need to know like the whole backstory.
And fortunately for Wonder Woman, you do not, because they made the decision that we're making an origin film that doesn't connect to the other movies outside of the... How? Because then Batman, for just Superman, he finds a picture of Wonder Woman, which is from World War One, so that dictates sort of the setting of the movie. But outside of that, they had their own thing. You don't have to see any of the other movies. It's good. The next one's going to take place in the 80s, which means it still takes place prior to the events of all these Justice League movies and stuff. So it should be another standalone Wonder Woman movie, which is, man, that works for me. I prefer just make Wonder Woman movies. Why bother with any of this other nonsense? It's all a bunch of garbage anyway. It's stupid. All right, here we go. Let's wrap this thing up here with the lightning round.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
That That's right, lightning round time. I have 10 questions, and then I need 10 answers. Crystal, are you ready?
Ready.
First questions that come to mind. Number one, name three cocktails.
Martini, margarita, and daiquiri.
Ooh. Number two, destination, elevation, or buried treasure.
Elevation.
Number three, is it worse to pick your nose in public or poop your pants in private?
Pick your nose in public.
Number four, what was the last concert you've attended?
Metallica.
Number five, well, at the camping room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number four, oh yeah, I saw the pictures. They are good pictures. Yeah, I could see it. Number five, what did you have for breakfast today?
Nothing.
Ooh, rebel. Number six, is that just the way it is?
It is.
Number seven, lollipops or Goldilocks?
Lollipops.
Number eight, have you ever broken a bone?
Yes.
Ooh. Number nine, should cats and dogs live together?
Yes.
And finally, number 10, think of a color. Just think of it. Is it blue?
No.
Oh, I tried. Swag baggery. Drew, the bag's actually over there in the corner if you don't mind. Stripey bag, purple bag, blue bag. Which one of those would you like to maybe go home with today?
Purple.
All right, purple bag, Drew. Why don't you bring that over here? Good call. And let Crystal know what she may, maybe, get to go home with.
You may get to go home with Silly Shots Fun Fling. Fling it. The directions are on the back. It looks like a scary face. I don't know what the hell
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, fling it.
We've got a Big Sky High Flying Rocket. It's a microfighter, plane, and launcher. Watch it launch.
Watch it launch!
Ooh. We've got a honeycomb tissue ball. It's 8 inches in diameter.
So you hang up the tissue ball and use the flinger and the launcher to shoot things at it.
Uh-huh. You've got Magikrow Safari Animals once again. Clearly not three styles, but four.
It says three styles.
It says three.
But there are four of them.
There are four. You have a
so you get a bonus style.
So bootleg copy of Call of the Wild.
All right. Classic.
We've got a 1994 Fleer Ultra Jason Kidd rookie card.
Jason Kidd rookie card. He's a Hall of Famer.
And a whole bunch of stickers.
And a whole bunch of stickers. Yeah. Maybe even a Swervy Jones sticker in there. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those?
I have tons of those.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Or we put that bag away and instead you take what Drusen Cogburn has in the box that's right over here. We get the mystery. It's a mystery. You can take in the box, what's in the box, and we get the bag out of here. Or you know what's in the bag. You can take the flinger and the slinger and that weird paper ball thing and that DVD movie that might not work and the stickers or what's in the box. What do you want to do, Chris?
I like the mystery.
Everyone likes the mystery. So we're going with what's in the box? Are we taking it? She's thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going with what's in the box. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, pop the lid off that box. Reach in there and let everyone know what is inside.
A Max Allen Collins book, The Wrong Quarry.
What? A book.
A book.
He got a book. It's not a live animal. So that's good. But it's not food, so that's bad. It's a book.
I like books too.
I like books.
I heard of that armor pork in a can looked very suspect.
There was that pork in a can. Someone who got the pork in
Big
a can?
Tim.
Big Tim got pork in a can.
Perfect.
That's apropos, actually. Anthony Davis got combos.
Yes, he did.
And they weren't very good.
No.
I was disappointed. Yeah. Combos. When was the last time he had combos?
Years.
They're not that good.
No.
They're weird. They taste weird. What were we thinking? We were dumb children. We were a bunch of dumb children. All right, you got a book. Can you make sure she gets some stickers, too, as well? But, like, curated ones, not her own. New ones.
Oh, but come on.
Crystal, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. We had a lot of fun. We'll have you back soon. Drew, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank everyone for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Remember to break up the big banks, read more books, be excellent to each other. The NFL is trash. Love you very much.
A PFT Media production.